don't blame you. We got carried away.
欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我们来聊远离起床气。The far away alarm trick. The problem with alarm clock is that you came with a snooze button. So while you are in your most groggy state, you are literally being given the option to make that infuriating sound cease to exist. 现在闹钟都有小睡按钮，这是个问题。当你睡意正酣，下意识就会选择这个功能。让闹钟停止。Hell, you probably know your wake-up routine so well that you could hit snooze while your eyes are still shut. 真的很糟糕，你对自己起床的习惯是这么的了解，都不需要睁开眼睛就可以开启小睡的功能。Do yourself a favor and remove that all too easy option. Take it out of the equation. Place your alarm clock so far away that itnecessitates you actually getting out of your bed to stop it.
那就给自己帮个小忙，清除所有的快捷键，让他们都不能够使用。把你的闹钟放到远一点的地方，远到你需要起床才能够关掉它。
Once you are standing up, you likely won't want to hit snooze. I will want a cup of coffee instead.
一旦你起来之后呢，你就不会再去选择小睡的功能了，而是想要一杯咖啡而已。
Okay, that's what we talk about today.
以上就是接下来的这个小话题，远离起床气。
The far away alarm trick.
把闹钟放得远一点。如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio， 或者可以在微信上搜索公众号安夏加上数字1001，或者可以搜索安夏的拼音加上1001，同样可以找到我，关注到更多的节目动态哦。